Catch you up on the voting bill and where we stood on that. Particularly, we're doing fine on the Senate side with Dirksen and Mansfield. We ought to have something everybody agrees to over the weekend or finally sew it up Monday. Jerry Ford is going to come out with some Republican version of a bill, I think today or tomorrow. I expect that'll be something John Lindsay has drafted. It won't be very different from what we're doing. I don't think it'll make much of a splash, but that's his partisan angle to it. I'm just going to do that. That makes McCulloch unhappy, but he'll be done that.
And what's McCulloch going to do?
Said he might call me for help. That's what he told me. I can't get much more out of him. Ward said he was going to come out with something, and McCulloch says it makes him unhappy. Now McCulloch will work to bring that into the, you know, the bipartisan bill on the House side.
He will try to get Ford's bill adopted?
No, he'll try to work out a common agreement with Seller on a bill, which will look very much like actually the one we worked on over in the Senate, which will incorporate some of the ideas modified that Ford will come out with. I think it'll work out all right, Mr. President, but I think that Jerry Ford's going to make his little partisan play here and then to try to take credit for some expansions and some of the administration bill, the Mansfield-Dirksen bill.
What will he do? What expansion will it be?
Well, I think primarily he'll extend the federal examiner system so that it applies in areas without literacy tests where a certain number of complaints have been received. Now, and he'll tie that to some kind of judicial proceeding because Lindsay's a good enough lawyer to do that. And the other thing that he may do, and it worries me more than that, because we have provision that'll cope with that. But the thing that worries me more is that he'll come in with the old so-called Title III provision, whether you remember that or not. That's what Lindsay really wants, and that's what I've been trying to keep out of here. You can't do it without a national police force. You know, we'd be into every situation if we had that. But that's the one that worries me more. Now, Ford may not go that far because he's being pulled two ways. But he's, as you know, giving Lindsay and those fellows a good deal more scope than they ever had under Charlie Halleck.
Does Lindsay have to be partisan? I thought he was a reasonably non-partisan fellow.
Lindsay?
No.
He's a very partisan non-partisan. The non-partisan is his sort of public image. And he's pretty partisan. And, of course, this is Ford more than Lindsay. Ford has given Lindsay more power in the Republican Party there, he and Charlie Goodell and those fellows. And he's listening to them more, but this is Ford's little play. I think more than it is Lindsay's. The other thing I can't do is be the way to put it back on Republicans, and I'd love to do it, Mr. President, to get those Puerto Ricans in New York voting.
Yeah.
But I can't get the Republicans to go along with that, and I suppose you wouldn't want to go along with 750,000 Republican votes. I guess that's the way they feel about it. They won't say that, but they can't get it in there. You know, it could be the difference in New York in any close year. They're all Democrats.
Well, won't Lindsay's bill try to bring them in?
I don't think it will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will. I can't get I can't get Dirksen, Republicans in the Senate to go along with it. And I understand why they won't. I don't think Lindsey will do it. Lindsey's got nothing to gain from doing it in New York. He likes to talk about the Puerto Ricans, but he doesn't really want to do anything about it. Because he knows if that were put in, I'd jump at it unless somebody told me not to.
Yeah, I would sure do it.
Every one of them's a Democratic vote. I just can't see John Lindsey enfranchising, half a million, 755 Democrats.
You might really try to box him in on it and make him deny it.
I think that's one way that might cope with it. Might meet him on this one. I don't think it's going to make a great deal of difference in getting the voting bill, getting a good one the way we want it, but it's going to be a little play for the Republicans. That's why I want you to know about it. When we see it, we'll see how we can cope with it in terms of cutting down Ford's play. I'd probably get Halleck to attack it.
Yeah, sure would. Have you got...
The other thing is timing down there, Mr. President. And this you ought to speak to Mansfield about. Dirksen wants to get it out on the 9th and on the calendar, and then take it up as the first order of business after the Easter vacation. Neither of them feel they can get it passed before the Easter vacation. The House wants to get it out and to rules, see if they can get Judge Smith to agree to bring it out of rules before the end of this month after Easter. And I don't think the House can do any better than that. The only question's over in the Senate. Whether you want it taken up before... see, Dirksen asked me this question in front of Mansfield, and I played it as though it was the civil rights groups. I said, well, I don't know. I think probably that could be explained to the civil rights groups if it were necessary. That was what Senator Mansfield wanted. I thought you wanted it out, voted on just quick as it could be.
Now, what does Mansfield want to do?
Well, he's going to talk it over with Dirksen again today. He'll end up doing what Dirksen wants, I suppose. He usually does. But Mansfield talked about getting it up and debating it, bringing it right away up and debating it. Now, they'll have some quorum problems, I think, next week. I think Dirksen's right about that. And Dirksen says he doesn't want to divide the debate over the Easter holiday. Mansfield said he thought they ought to just take it up and start it.
How much holiday are they going to take?
It's about 9-10 days, I guess. It's Easter week and the day after.
Yeah, I know the Secret Service, it's the Friends Service. A bunch of communist fronts, Young Communist Leagues and other things. Texas is going to picket my ranch.
Yeah, I saw that report. They said they're going to meet, decide exactly what they're going to do today, tomorrow, and the next day. And I thought before we decided how to cope with it, we ought to get a little firmer intelligence on it. Just how many people.
Yeah.
I'd be inclined to use the governor's people on that rather than a lot of federal people.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, and I think he'll have good people, too. Now, it's a question what we want done.
Yeah.
Seems to me that the wise thing to do is a big public highway. And looks like we might... there are two highways. Do you remember them?
Yes.
I believe I just let them come in to the ranch road right in front of the river there. I have to get off the main highway. It's too dangerous being out on that main highway. It costs too many traveling. And I think you'd be a little bit arbitrary not to let them on the other one. So I believe I'd just let them come up there by the church, maybe.
Yeah, just down from the front of the ranch.
Yeah, maybe let them meet there in the church grounds and cross from our graveyard and cross from our birthplace house. And if they want to bring me a petition, let them bring it.
Yeah.
You see anything wrong with that?
No, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I'd like to know how many. I'd like to know a little more specifically how many they plan to do, and that we ought to have that information Monday, I guess.
Let's work that out. Now, have you got your good lawyer working on these hospitals, what we can do there?
On the closing of the hospital?
Yeah. Remember I told you about a month ago I want the best man you got on that one, because that's the most difficult thing. I think it's going to look like we repudiated 398-0. Everybody wants to open the hospitals and all the veterans organizations. And I think that when we veto it and they override our veto, well, I think that'll be a great loss of faith. And I think it'll affect what we do in every other bill. I'm trying to get them to say, well, let us restudy it, and let's get Dr. Paul Dudley White, and let's get the head of the University of Minnesota Medical School, and let's get Driver, and let's get one of these judges that's retired here. What is it?
Prettyman.
Prettyman.
Yeah.
Edgerton, is it? Who is it?
Edgerton.
Edgerton or Prettyman?
Prettyman. I'd say Prettyman on this one.
All right. And let them study it, and I would think that they might recommend we keep Montana for no reason in the world except it's just a place to go when it gets 30 below zero. They don't go in out there in the summer and spring, they just go in during the winter months. And it costs us $1 million a year, but I guess you've got to give $1 million to the majority leader. And I guess we got a problem in Colorado. They may have made a mistake there, maybe one in New York. But they're about 5 out of 11 where they have really made a case, and I've read the case. I haven't studied it. I've read it in a hurry and skipped over pages and just got glimpses of it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the impression that there's some merit in what they say. And I rather believe that I may be wrong. And I think this boy's new, and he's... all the other men that preceded him, Eisenhower's fellow named Whittier, and Kennedy's man named Gleason, and they'd all recommended it. And I think he just came along and recommended it too without going and seeing them and knowing them. And what I read from the New York thing, what Bobby said, what Mansfield said, what the Colorado boys say, they're Republican. It does look like to me that we may be making a mountain out of a molehill, and that I would try to get Teague to ask the veterans organizations to go along with us. And I don't believe they'll do that, but then I'd submit this proposal, have a committee of 5 hospitals, and we'd go ahead and close the others. Now, what I need your people to do, I need somebody that's ingenious enough to tell me when they beat us overwhelmingly. Number one, I guess I'll make the basic decision whether we defy them or not, whether we're going to let them run the hospitals or whether we're going to run them. In other words, whether we're going to be at Truman or whether we're going to take it. Once we make that, I've got to find out how I can legally keep from spending funds. Now, here's a hospital in Miles City, Montana, and they appropriate me the money to operate it, $1 million a year. They got people there on the payroll, so I guess I'd have to send them a check. I don't guess I would have to, where I'd stop.
I did ask somebody to look at that, but I will get you some.
We ought to get a program, because it endangers McNamara's 669 bases. It endangers the health, education, welfare's public hospitals or the health service. It endangers Hallaby's closing down a bunch of his installation.
Mm-hmm.
It gives to the Congress, according to their resolution, the authority to, you got to get their consent before you close anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty rough going. Another thing, I think we ought to work on the weekend very, very hard on all the appointments we can get. I don't want to go along with you and Ramsey. I hate to differ with you. I guess we're going to have a major fire-up in Wisconsin. But I just don't see how we can go with Doyle without going with your ex-governor. And I don't see how to go really with either one of them. And us just spend a lot of time talking about picking fine lawyers and entitled.